You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How much will it cost? You see all the flashing lights behind me? Master bath. Now, we've got two different options.
$3 million. I'm already guessing. $3 million.
Just by saying, like, master bath or kitchen, it's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So there's two different options here in the works. The house was built, in the early 90s, so it's due. It is past due. It's time. Option one is we want to rip out the giant jetted tub in there and get rid of it because nobody uses it. We hate it. And just extend the shower and make a bigger shower. So that's option one. See a tub, bigger shower. Ba-boom. Option two, redoing everything. So ripping out the tub, doing the shower, and then doing, double sinks, new toilet, new mirrors, lighting, flooring, the whole nine, okay? I'm leaning towards option one because I just don't want to mess with the plumbing aspect of everything. So I want them to come in and tear out the tub, do the shower, and then I'll just do everything else if I get around to it, So few estimates that come rolling in, Dom. What do you think with option one? See a tub, hello, bigger shower.
And that's it.
That's it.
Removing a tub.
Take a tub, which they're going to saw it into like four pieces and carry it out, essentially, and cap off the plumbing.
Just got to cap off the plumbing.
Cap it off, and then just we're going to make a bigger shower. Nice, little bench in there. And
$12,000.
Higher. How much will it cost?
And extending a shower.
Bigger shower. Of course, you're going to have, new, it's like Corian on the walls or whatever we decide to do. And, a bench. They got to build a little bench. We're not going to do tile. We don't want grout lines. Just for a shower.
17.5?
Oh, buddy.
Architects, tell me.
$22,000.
Oh my God!
It's kind of what we're settling on there with the
and that's the lower
in a new shower.
Option.
Yeah, $22,000. Now, if we were to go ahead and just have somebody do the entire bathroom, you're looking at probably $50,000 to $60,000 to do the entire bathroom.
I'll tell you why this gives me the shivers. It's because I just needed to redo my shower. Don't need to extend it. Don't need to pull out the tub. Don't need to do any of that. And excuse me, I got quotes. In the month before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and so there was no work done. I didn't hire anybody, blah, blah, blah. And now, 3 years later, I am scared to go out and get quotes again.
You should be.
Because of what they'll be.
That's
the
thing.
Be at least double.
Labor shortages. There's glass shortages. There's shortages of product, whatever they'll put on your walls. Shortages.
Prior to COVID, this was 1 month before COVID.
Oh, you should have. That's when you should have
done it. They had shortages of labor, and it was hard keeping help and so forth and so on. I don't even want to think about it now. So what are you going to do?
There's been a lot of, hey, thanks for coming by. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Are you going to hire somebody?
I don't know. I'm still really leaning towards just having somebody somehow do the shower and the bath tub, get it out of there and just do that. Because I really just don't want to, mess with the shower. There's too much stuff that could go wrong with that. I just want a professional to do it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to floor and paint and, doing the sinks and countertop, vanity, toilet, I can do all that all day long. I just don't want to mess with the plumbing aspect of this new shower.
I don't blame
I think we're just going to still just keep getting quotes. But, it's extremely eye-opening on what everything is costing out there. It's insane. And the amount of time before they can even get you in because of labor shortages. We're looking at July, potentially, to even start digging into this because there's just not people out there to do it.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the bullet on this because Gretchen has been pushing me to redo the master bathroom. At our house, and there just hasn't been a sense of urgency about it.
Yeah.
But I will just now casually drop. I'll say, hey, Jared and Nicole priced out just doing the bare minimum, and it was, you know, over 20 grand.
Yeah, the bare bones, man. Yeah,
well, of course,
and we need everything.
She's hilarious. She'll go, so what? So just hire her.
And get it done. I'll just do more piano lessons.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like she didn't understand money. It's not like she's a spendthrift or anything like that. But at the same time, she's like, okay, so it's going to be expensive. So hire somebody and do it.
Yeah, I know. And
she's a life is short kind of person. Just get the crap done.
I get it. And we've had that conversation. We're like, I know it's expensive, but as soon as we do it, you know, you're going to be like, okay, this was money well spent. We needed it.
When we
take showers now, there's like the door's not on there right now. And there's like, it gets water on the floor and the tile, the grout and the tiles are stained. No, there's a door, but we're talking like old school 90s, you know, brass still. And it's just the seals are shot and it's so overdue. And we've just been putting it off, you know.
Well, and the thing is, too, our master doesn't get used nearly as much because we have separate bedrooms.
Right, sure.
And so she uses her own bathroom, and I'm there in the master. Before you start sending in texts, why did you take it and not give it to her? She chose, not me.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want the smaller room and the small, I don't want to have to put up with more.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't get used, you know, it's just me, and so she doesn't see it hardly ever, so there's not this sense of urgency from her. Nicole, however, is using your master every
day. We both are.
Day.
Yeah, we're both in there constantly. It's a
so,
major part
saying,
of our
I can
bedroom.
See why,
so.
You know, Nicole is on board with you about getting it done, whereas in my house, it's just me, and I'm not that. I'm like, well, whatever.
You're like, whatever. Yeah, I know, man. Well, and then the big thing, too, is our shower's so tiny, and ladies, you know, there's no bench in there, and it's just tight, and she can't shave her legs in it very well.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is the most hilarious thing to walk in there and see her in that shower trying to do acrobatics and balance herself and get a leg up and try to shave. It's quite funny. There are times I wish I could post videos of that, but she won't let me. But it's like a Cirque du Soleil act in the shower for her trying to shave her legs.
At least I don't have that
problem. Exactly.
The only problem in my bathroom is that I'm a guy who likes to take bubble baths. Sorry.
Yeah.
However, since I moved here, I've not taken one. It's been three, coming up on 3.5 years.
What's going on with that?
Because I can't stand the bathtub.
Oh, I don't like the tub, yeah.
The one that I moved from, you know, my house off Parker Road, that tub was out of this world good. This one, ugh.
No good, huh?
I don't even want to get in it. So.
And here we are wanting to take ours and saw it in half and get it out of there.
Well, I wouldn't mind taking mine out just because I don't use it, but instead I'd rather have one that's like the old one that I used to have.
Yeah.
That you could just luxuriate in for like an hour.
Oh.
Calgon, take me away.
Mr. Bobble, take me away.
Maybe
there's been a lot of talk on whether or not you should remove the tub or not, because our biggest thing is we would only install a new one for a potential
resale
down the road.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the people that came to give us a quote, they're like, you right now are going to spend at least $10,000 just on a tub. 10 grand for like a basic freestanding nice $10,000. She's like, add 10 to your cost right now just for the tub. So that 20 grand plus the 60 grand for the whole bathroom doesn't even include a tub, which would be another 10K.
This is insane.
It's insane, man.
What is going on? We just need outhouses. We need an...
I'm going to go buy a roll of duct tape and just tape up the seams on my shower today is what I'm going to do. We're going to go full classy here. It's stupid. How do people do it?
I don't know.
How do people do it?
We've got people listening right now who have sunk six figures into remodeling homes.
Yeah, and I know people take out these massive home improvement loans, home equity loans, and it's like, I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that. It's like, I just want to pay for it and be done, but the number needs to be lower. I'm not going to have a loan for my bathroom.
You also get what you pay for, so you're going to hire somebody cheaper, and then it's going to be a crappy job.
I don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably
then
just sit on this for a little longer.
To come back out and fix it.
And fix it, right, exactly. I don't know, buddy. But anyway, bottom line, the numbers were quite shocking this past week. Quite shocking.
Did you start drinking immediately as soon as you got the quotes?
Well, we like waved and, you know, smiled as they drove off and ran inside and opened a bottle of wine. Hell no!